Welcome to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Chaf Ches. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Daf Chaf Ches Amar Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, Hayu Lefanav Shtei Tfilos, Achas Shel Mincha V'Achas Shel Musaf. A person has to daven in two tfilos, Mincha and Musaf. Mispalo Shel Mincha V'Achar Kach Mispalo Shel Musaf. Shezu Tadira V'Zu Eina Tadira. The Tanakama says, first you daven Mincha, then you daven Musaf. Because Mincha is Tadir, and Musaf is not Tadir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mispalo Shel Musaf, first you daven Musaf, and then you daven Mincha. Shezu mitzvah iveres, because Musaf is a mitzvah iveres. Shezu mitzvah sheino iveres, and Mincha is not a mitzvah iveres. The Rabbanon say that you daven Mincha first, because Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir kaidem. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that you daven Musaf first. Why? Because Musaf is a mitzvah iveres. And Rashi says that it's Rabbi Yehuda Taimei, the Omer at Sheva Shois v'suloi. You can only daven Musaf for 7 hours, and afterwards you can't daven Musaf. Rishayim ask, on Yom Kippur, very often, after we are finished davening Shachris, since there are so many piyutim, it's already the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. So how could we daven Musaf if we have the Zman of Mincha, and the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that when I have Mincha and Musaf at the same time, I daven Mincha first, because Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir kaidem. So Tosfos says, "Ein hachanami mikan yesh li zoher b'yom Kippurim l'spalel tefila shachris kodem shei shoyis u'mechza." You should finish davening shachris before 6.5 hours. D'haynu kodem shegiya shas hamincha. Dim loikein hayutzuichin l'spalel tefila hamincha kodem. Because if not, you would have to daven mincha first. However, the Ri says that you don't have to be careful to make sure to finish davening shachris before the zman mincha. He says this, that it says that you daven mincha before musaf is only when I have to do something that doesn't allow me to daven mincha b'zmana, or something that in order for me to do what I want to do, for example, he says, if I want to eat a seudah gedola, like an isuin, and Chazal will geyser that a poor person sits down to eat that seudah gedola, he has to daven mincha. So then in the situation where he has mincha and musaf, he has to make sure to daven mincha first. But in Yom Kippur, when he's in shul the whole day either way, then it's fine if he davens musaf first. Now the question is, that's all in a situation where he'll be able to daven mincha and musaf. So then the Rabbanan say, make sure to daven mincha first, because tadir v'sheinei tadir, tadir kaidem. What's the halacha if he knows for sure he won't be able to daven musaf and mincha? He can't get both. It's right before shkia, and he knows that if he's going to daven mincha, he won't be able to daven musaf, because the zman of musaf, if it's kol hayom, but it ends bayom, and once it's laila, you can't daven anymore. So the Shagasari in Simon Yotes has a big arichos about this. And first he wants to say, from the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that I hold you should daven Musaf first and then Mincha, because Musaf is a veres and Mincha is not a veres. Now, what's the halacha b'negei tefilas tashlumin? Only Mincha has tashlumin. Musaf doesn't have tashlumin. Kipshutai. Most Rishonim hold Musaf doesn't have tashlumin. So in this situation where I will be able to have a tashlumin if I miss Mincha, but if I miss Musaf, it's gone. I can't have any tashlumin. Perhaps, the Shagasai suggests, then I should daven Musaf, and then after Ma'ariv, daven Mincha as a tashlumin for missing Mincha beforehand. So the Shagasai says that no, since Mincha, its Ikr Din is to daven by Yoim, so that's going to be called a veres if you miss its Ikr Zman. And just because Musaf doesn't have tashlumin and Mincha has tashlumin, it's not called that one's a veres and one's not a veres, because one has tashlumin and one doesn't have tashlumin. So he would still say that you should daven mincha first. But he wants to bring a raya that you should daven mincha first. Because the Gemara, after it brings down this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, halacha mispalel shel mincha v'achakach mispalel shel musaf. The halacha is that you should daven mincha and then daven musaf. Shagasai asks, if the main machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is based on whether or not the tefilas musaf is the whole day, meaning that the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you should daven musaf first because musaf is a veres, because his man musaf ends after 7 hours, and mincha you could daven for the rest of the day. So then why didn't Rabbi Yechanan say the halacha is like the Rabbanan, who say that musaf has his man the whole day, therefore musaf is not a veres, so you revert back to the klal of tadir v'sheinei tadir, tadir kaidem. Why did he have to say halacha mispalel shel mincha v'achakach mispalel shel musaf? So the Shagasai wants to suggest that he's coming to say that dafka in a situation where I'll be able to daven both, then the Rabbanan say daven mincha before musaf because tadir v'sheinei tadir tadir kaidem. However, in a situation where I can't daven both, even the Rabbanan would agree, daven musaf, and even though you'll miss mincha, but at least you'll have a tashlumin after you daven ma'ariv. And the Shagas Aryeh brings in Kuntras Achrin that the Magen Avraham Mesimin Reish Peivav Sivkatan Gimel says that in this situation where he's not going to be able to daven both, he should daven Musaf and then daven Tashlumin for Mincha after Ma'ariv. However, the Tzlach and Daf Chavav Amar Aleph and the Dogam Ravava over there in Simin Reish Peivav both ask from Yerushalmi that seemingly says explicitly that if you don't have time to daven both, you should daven Mincha and not daven Musaf. But Rabbi Kveger says that Yerushalmi is not a kasha on the psak of the Magen Avraham. This that the Yerushalmi says that we don't have time to daven both, you should daven Mincha, is talking about in a situation where I won't be able to daven Mincha at night. For example, if it's on Shabbos and a person has a relative that died on Shabbos and at night he's going to be an Oinon, so he's not going to have that Eitzah to daven a Tashlumin at night because he's going to be an Oinon and he can't daven. There the Yerushalmi says, make sure to daven Mincha first. Or Rabbi Kveger says, the Yerushalmi is talking about a situation where a person was amazed that he allowed himself to come to a situation where he won't be able to daven both. And the fact that he's amazed that he allowed this ichor doesn't have tashlumin. Mezid doesn't have tashlumin. Bikveger is mechadish that someone who's amazed, even though he has time to daven mincha now, but he put himself in a situation where he can't daven both, that type of situation won't allow him to daven ma'ariv twice and have a tashlumin for a mincha. Have a wonderful day.